Marsha Baker, 3448. Today is 519. This is a 77-year-old woman who was seen today because of change in her condition, period. Patient is currently in hospice with history of CVA, hypertension, senile dementia of the brain, senile degeneration of the brain, congestive heart failure, corpomenal, obesity, O2 dependency. She's bedbound. She's no longer able to be moved out of bed with a Hoyer lift. On or about Saturday, the 17th of May, she started becoming more obtunded. She did not eat or drink anything for at least 24 hours. That has somewhat improved now, but not without bouts of aspiration, period. New paragraph, she does not have a Foley catheter. She's totally bedbound, ADL-dependent, has a diaper in place, period. Patient's medication has not been changed, so the change in the mental status was not related to her medication, period. On the 10th of May, she had a bout of nausea and vomiting where she was taking, where she was, where was addressed with Phenagan 25 milligram with good response, period. The new paragraph, patient has lost weight. Her blood pressure is 140 over 100 today with a pulse of 100 and O2 sats 90%. She does have oxygen available when she's willing to wear it, period. She's more confused. She's actually looking in the at the ceiling the whole time with minimal response, period. New paragraph, this change in her condition is consistent with an end-stage cerebrovascular accident. She most likely has had another bout of, another stroke. The caretakers, both husband and wife, are very willing to take care of the patient at home. They've done a great job keeping her comfortable at this time. Patient does have O2 available for shortness of breath and pain medications, as well as medications for change in, as well as medication for her sundowner syndrome behavioral issues, period. This is a huge change in her condition. She's expected to do poorly, most likely has days to weeks to live, period. I commended the caretakers in doing such a great job at taking care of her and continue to keep her as comfortable as possible in her home at this time period. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Expected, given the natural progression of her disease, her new stroke, she most likely has less than 6 months to live, most likely days or weeks. Thank you.